The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. We are entering the danger zone, stepping into where the trouble is with David Trainer, the president of New Constructs. Now, David goes where the trouble is, but he goes there with his eyes open and a system that helps him sidestep it. And that's what you want to learn about here, because at New Constructs, well, they look at securities from the bottom up. They go in at the footnotes and they try to create what is a truer picture of what's actually happening. And then they evaluate securities on a scale that runs from most attractive to most dangerous. If you want to learn more about how it works, if you want to see their blog on their danger zone picks, go to newconstructs.com. Follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Financial advisors who don't want to fulfill fiduciary standards.
Danger, danger.
Okay, now there's a lot there, and this is an atypical danger zone. So we're not talking about a specific stock necessarily, although there are some big wealth management firms that are all part of this. So we've got the fiduciary rule, the idea that there is now going to be a rule, at least as it applies to retirement savings, that financial advisors who provide advice must live up to a fiduciary standard, meaning that they put the best interest of their clients first. And we have a president-elect who's not a big fan of this. And while it certainly is possible that he can undo the regulations, is this about the fact that he can't put the genie back in the bottle? Or is this that there's more there than meets the eye when it comes to fiduciary right now?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think he can't put the genie back in the bottle. How many wealth management firms are going to take the reputational risk of saying to their clients, oh, we don't think you deserve fiduciary level service? How many investors or clients out there are not smart enough about the business to know to ask for that, right? In some ways, the DOL, whether or not the rule goes through, has permanently changed the business because they shined a light into what I would call a dark and ugly corner of the business. And we wrote an op-ed on this a couple weeks ago. The reform broker, Josh Brown, wrote one this week, and his op-ed on the point completely supported ours. He was a little more salty about it than I was and pointed out some situations where large wealth management firms had employees selling products to investors that they wouldn't invest in themselves in mass. And so the fact that these wealth management firms have not had to put their clients' best interests ahead of their own, or at least aligned with their own, is a problem, right? And we now all know that the curtain's been pulled back, and no one in their right mind can make a straight-faced argument that the curtain should go back.
So does this mean, for example, that when we talk about advisors who don't maintain a fiduciary standard, are we really talking about, like, people who sell on commission? Are we just going to throw, like, are they all in trouble here? And, oh, by the way, if you're an investor and you're dealing with somebody who's selling to you on commission, should you be looking at all that stuff with a jaundiced eye? Is that part of what you're saying here?
Absolutely. I mean, look what Merrill did. They cut it all out for retirement accounts. No more commission-based accounts. Gone. See ya. And I'm pretty sure that the other firms are going to have to follow suit. Otherwise, Merrill's got a big marketing and competitive advantage, competitive marketing tool right against all the other firms. They can say, well, you know, we're willing to do that. I wonder why they're not, right? This is a big trend where you're going to see a lot of these firms move in lockstep to what? To get rid of the commission stuff, but to also, I think that the DOL here not only shined a light on a dark corner of the business with respect to fees, but how diligence is performed. I've got a lot of wealth management clients, some senior people, head of regulation, some big partners in distribution firms. I talk to advisors. I talk to the senior people at the wealth management firms, a lot of consultants. a lot of people who don't get to talk to each other. And one of the big takeaways is that they're all scrambling because they don't know how to fulfill fiduciary responsibilities or fiduciary duties, because there's never been research that did that, right? Sell-side research,
right?
You know, most people are sophisticated enough to nowadays to know not only is it conflicted, but it's of relatively low analytical rigor, but it's definitely conflicted. And you never know if it is or isn't either way, because they've got those same disclaimers at the end of every report. And then technical research. You know, no one can make a straight-faced argument that making an investment recommendation based on a pattern or a chart is in the best interest of the client. So what is there? And the fact of the matter is, you know, it's very difficult to really do your diligence. It means reading 250-page annual reports. Who has time to do that?
Yeah, nobody.
And they haven't been doing it. And that's part of what the DOL has revealed. They've exposed the fact that, oh, guess what? This work isn't being done. And so it's going to put advisors in a tough spot, not front as well. How are they really going to make a straight-faced argument to regulators that they're doing their diligence? And so if you're not really focused on fulfilling fiduciary responsibilities, I think you're going to be put out of business, because intelligent clients are going to go quickly to those advisors that are willing to meet fiduciary standards. And even the less intelligent ones will be going there too, because, you know, there'll just be fewer and fewer people actually able to make any money in the old way of doing things as an advisor, and they'll be harder to find. And it's the beginning of a big trend.
Does that also mean that you be looking to see, you know, which of the wealth management firms come along? You know, you talked about Merrill Lynch, which is part of Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, BAC, the ticker symbol. If somebody out there is looking at medium-sized financial services companies that have brokerage and other advisory capacities, and they are not going straight to fee only, getting rid of commission, going pure fiduciary, would you be saying, hey, look, this is at some point going to affect the bottom line? And oh, by the way, they're not just in the danger zone because you could be heading for trouble from a regulatory standpoint. You're in the danger zone because at some point your business is going to fall off.
Yeah. I couldn't have said it any better myself.
Well, I like
it. Exactly right. That's right. I mean, I think we both agree, and I think the listeners would too. I mean, what we're saying is just very logical, right? I mean, we're not making a very convoluted argument here. I think it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Investors deserve fiduciary levels of service, and you got to be kidding yourself if you think people are going to willingly accept less than any large number.
Well, I don't think they will, but of course, we'll see what happens with the legislative standards going forward and what the Trump administration does. And of course, we'll see how that reacts and how you react to it. David, always great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Chuck. I enjoyed it.
David Trainer is the president of New Constructs. For more information, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. The Market Call is next. Elliot Gu from the Energy and Income Advisor will be here when Money Life returns after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.